Good morning, everyone. God bless y'all. It's a blessed day. And God is definitely in the midst. Today is Sunday. And what I want to talk about today is encouragement. But before I get into that, I want to start off with a prayer. Bow your heads with me. Dear precious Father, I just want to thank you for waking me up this morning, allowing me to see today. I feel good. I feel blessed. I feel content. I feel okay about life. I'm taking ownership of my life, and I'm going to control my own destiny and not waiting for things to fall out the sky, because as long as I'm doing that, I'll just keep waiting. Lord, help me to work on myself, focus on me, bettering myself, but also encouraging those around me and sharing my ideas and passion and my gifts. So, Lord, I just want to thank you for freeing me, for breaking all chains. I'm in the best place ever that I've ever been in, and I'm going to let this effect carry over towards my future, for my family, my loved ones. Lord, I pray for my wife, send encouragement her way, and forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for not being encouraging. Forgive me for being discouraging and not realizing it. Now I just want to be the light, be the help, be the encouragement. You know, give others boosts, but also take it myself, Lord. Lord, I'm thankful for life, and you brought me out of the storm. You brought me out of tough times, and I can say I'm okay and I'm good. And I'm just going to live a fulfilled, paced life. Not moving too fast and not living too fast and trying to make everything happen under my own belt. Lord, I give it to you. I put it in your hands, Lord. So I let go all this stress and pain and move into my destiny, Lord. Lord, I do want to inspire the people, Lord. I do want to do big things, Lord. I do want to unite with D, Lord. I do want to, you know, just inspire the people on a bigger platform and to not be afraid. I do, but it's all on your timing, Lord. I'm not rushing. I believe. I got goals. I pray on my goals, and I know what it is I want to achieve. And just keep in mind those things, but also stay faithful to you. Living my life day to day, being a light for those around me, Lord, and being an example of how great you are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So today I want to talk about encouragement. And how important it is to encourage others and also take encouragement. Be open for it. Encouragement could be the reason why others get through things that they facing, that they unable to get through on their own. Encouragement could be that little bit of energy somebody needs to get to the next level. Encouragement means a lot. Oftentimes we have good intentions, but we don't know how to encourage. I take myself for example. I wasn't always the best person. I wasn't always that person who knew how to tell people things, the right thing to do without forcing it on them or making them feel condemned if they don't. But that it can't be like that. Encouragement is free. Encouragement is unconditional. That means I truly want to see you get better. So I'm going to send something your way. Encouragement. No ties. No conditions. It's important for us to be encouraged. It's important for us to encourage each other. We need it. It's easy to tear somebody down and tell them what they're not doing right. But we got to encourage each other to get on the right path. For one, we got to be the example. And from there, we can encourage people. Lord, I thank you. Yeah, encouragement. So we just got to stay encouraged. We got to take the encouragement. We got to keep growing. We got to grow for each other and help each other grow. That's what we're here for. Life is too short to be mad at people, to be upset at people for not doing this or doing that, or doing what you see, doing what you think is best for them. We just got to encourage each other. Encourage. Not tell each other. Not force each other. Encourage. Encourage is light. Encourage is sound. Encouragement is love. We got to encourage each other. And that's when the cycle started to break. That's when we move past levels we thought we could never reach. Encouragement. We have to encourage each other. We have to grow with each other. We got to meet each other where we fall at and help each other get back up. That's the encouraging thing to do. If there's somebody out there who you feel any resentment towards, tense, encourage them. Just encourage them. Life is too short to hold grudges and be mad at people for nothing. We got to encourage each other to live our dreams. Encourage each other to reach our purpose. Encourage each other to climb higher. Encourage each other to just keep going. Because life has been given to all of us. And once we start living fully, there's no telling what levels we can reach. So today, I encourage you to encourage others. Just let that be your focus today. Encouragement. Encouragement. When you feel like you want to get mad, encourage somebody. When you're feeling sad, encourage somebody. When you're feeling down on your luck and your world feel like it's ending, encourage somebody. So the word of the day is encourage. Before I exit this this little session, I just want to pray us out. So bow your heads. Dear Father God, I thank you and I praise you and magnify your holy name. I ask you to bless the people, bless us all, keep us whole, keep us believing in you, Lord, fulfilled with the Spirit. Fill our bodies up, fill our souls up, fill our minds up with everything we need, Lord, that represents you, Lord. Father, I thank you, I praise you. Keep me magnified, keep me blessed, keep me holy, the people around me, as we make this day about encouraging others. So, Lord, we thank you. We give you this day. A blessed day it is. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Until next time, God bless.